Dana.
Good morning, Marilyn. So happy to be with you.
Thank you, and thank you for saving my tooth.
Oh, yes. Well, it's a pleasure. What we need to talk about is, yes, it's a wisdom tooth, but it's a functional tooth. In your mouth, you have room for it, and it has an ability to bite with your bottom tooth. So if we took it out, not only would we lose one tooth, but theoretically we'd lose two teeth because the bottom tooth would have no function.
So thank you for that. And we went through and you said, you know, Marilyn, years ago you wouldn't have had that tooth even if I wanted to save it. But now because of all the laser therapy, we didn't have any blood or gore. You didn't have very much pain or any pain. I didn't have any, actually. And it's mostly because of lasers. So maybe you could walk through what you think changed that process for me and for others.
Sure. Well, as you know, I've been working with laser for over 20 years, and I absolutely love lasers. Lasers have amazing capabilities in many different ways, tooth cutting and also contouring gum tissue. And in your situation, we contoured your gum tissue so that we would be able to have enough tooth to be able to have the anchorage to be able to put a crown on. So in this situation, because the tooth was far back, and the tooth did not have a lot of room to erupt, it had a lot of excess tissue. So even though it doesn't look like there's a lot that has come through or is available, I often say to my patients, don't worry, it's the tip of the iceberg. You have so much underneath that we can utilize. So we used our laser and we contoured back your gum tissue, and that exposed a bit of tooth structure that we could utilize and prepare a beautiful preparation so that we could have a crown be placed on it. So it's sort of, remember I was telling you in the chair, Marilyn, it's like taking, you know, pushing back your cuticle if you're having a manicure. You just expose more of your nail, and therefore we had more tooth structure to work with.
I had a toothicure.
That's a good one. I'm going to use that.
And it didn't hurt, and it's still not hurting. Now, you also were able, because I'm having, I guess it is a bit of a crown on top, you used something that I thought was straight out of Star Trek, an iTero. Maybe you could explain what that is, because I think it's amazing.
Oh, thank you. Yes, it's a great piece of technology. So instead of putting molds into your mouth, like the material that's soft and you have to hold it for a while till it hardens and then we get kind of an impression of your tooth. We now can take digital photos of your tooth through a 3D camera. And so what it means is that we put a little camera inside your mouth. Sometimes like just we do intraoral photos so I can show you what's going on. But this is live interactive that actually fuses or networks the photos together to create a full image, a three-dimensional image of what happens in your mouth. And so this image then gets transmitted through the cloud to our lab that we work with, and then they get to either have a full model, like a 3D printing, hard cast model that they can then work with to be able to create your crown when you're doing all your other things so you don't have to have your mouth wide open. Plus, the materials are 3D printed as well, and often they go into high temperature furnaces to create the ideal, beautiful, sculptured tooth. And then it's sent back to us, and we see you, and we have that hardened, that new 3D printed model, and we try it in. And because of all of this technology, the accuracy is really fantastic. We often get the result back within 51 thousandths of an inch, 20 microns. So the whole work is so, I don't want to say effortless, but it feels effortless because we don't have to do a lot of adjustments at the back end. And that's an advantage for you, for your tooth, for me. And it's a thankfulness to the technology that we've been able to pair with to get consistent, reliable, and even closer to ideal results than ever in the past.
Now, I had to have an x-ray taken, and a lot of people really frown on having x-rays done. And you explained to me that digital radiography is part of your practice, and that's also quite new.
Yes, well, it is new in the sense that it's new in dentistry. We've had it in our practice since year 2000, so 15 years. But what is sort of new is that I figured out how we can decrease the radiation dose. One of my patients is very advanced in this technology, and he said, my wife is in the chair. I want you to use this dose. So I said, okay, so we'll decrease it by half. So digital decreases the radiation by about 80 to 90% of regular dental x-rays, and then we took it down even 50% of that, and it came out crystal clear. It gave us the same look as we would with the higher radiation. So now, throughout my office, we decrease our dose of radiation down to 50% of what it was because we get the same quality results.
So basically, my X-ray was so minimally invasive that I didn't have to fear about having a big X-ray through my mouth. So thank you for informing about me about that. And the fact that you discover what works best and then don't use more means that I had very minimum X-ray. And that happens from all of your patients now?
Yes, of course. We have it throughout our office, as I said, for the past 15 years. And the beauty of digital is that we can then enlarge the X-ray and we can change density and color and everything on that film so that we can really get a good visual of not just an X-ray that's the size of 1 inch by 1 inch, but we get a whole computer screen and we can visually change it. The other thing is that an article recently was published saying that one of those X-rays was equal to half an hour of sunshine. So that's probably worth it to keep a tooth so that you can smile and chew well for the rest of your life.
Well, I'm still feeling fine, but you also talked about ozone and the fact that you were doing something so that my tooth could be preserved. So you have invested in that technology for your practice. What is ozone involved for a patient at dentist Dr. Dina Colson's office?
Okay, so ozone is O-O-O, which is O3. It's like oxygen, but it actually sterilizes. So the interesting part of ozone is that if outside we have thunder and lightning, often the lightning will hit the ground, and people will have that fresh smell. Well, that fresh smell is ozone. Ozone actually gets released in our atmosphere, and it actually sterilizes. It kills bacteria, viral, fungal, and parasites. And not only that, but the ozone, when it's applied, it penetrates within the tooth 2 to 3 millimeters, which means that it clears out the highways of any irritants that are going towards the nerve, so the nerve doesn't have to fight battles. And if the nerve doesn't have to fight battles, then what it means is that the nerve stays healthy. And if the nerve stays healthy, we don't have to talk about root canal and abscesses and concern of extraction and all sorts of other, you know, add-on future crowns and posts and things like that. So ozone is a very simple method for me to use within the practice. We have ozone air, ozone gas, and we also work with a machine called Helizone, and that's what we use with you on this situation to encapsulate your tooth and bathe it with the ozone. It's non-invasive, it's kind, it's effortless, and since we've been doing that, the number of root canals in my practice have unbelievably decreased because my patients come back with very, very little post-op sensitivity. So it makes me so happy. I can do something and I can do it well, and my patients can walk out and have their life.
So you are an author, you're a student, you continue education for yourself and your practice, and you invest in your practice and all this technology. I have a list that we could go on and do a couple of hours, probably more, on dentistry. But I want to invite people to take advantage of what got me started looking after my smile with you, which is a complimentary consultation. It's about informing yourself of the possibilities. And maybe you could just explain about the consultation briefly, and I'll give out your number.
Sure. We invite people to come in if they would like. Obviously, you know, I always want people to be happy, and if they're happy with their dentist, then they ought to stay with their dentist. But if you're not getting the answers, or you have fear, or your anxiety, or something doesn't resonate well for you, one thing we didn't talk about, Marilyn, is that I've been mercury-free in my practice for over 30 years, which means we don't work with silver mercury fillings, and we do a very specific protocol so that none of the material gets lodged into the body upon removal. And we work with Invisalign almost exclusively to be able to straighten and align teeth for beautiful smiles, even up to the age of 80, 85.
I'm going to have you on next week so we can pick one happy story and illustrate this too. For the consultation, your number is 416-482-2133.
That's right. And one of my team members, either Rosie or Lana, would be more than happy to spend some time with you, hear what your concerns are, and be able to just show you what we've done in our office, and you'll have a feel for it so that you'll know what you can take out to search, or if you'd like to continue to see us, we'd be more than happy to.
So I believe that your smile is your best accessory. You can have the best smile if you're proactive, ask questions, and take action. I have all my teeth thanks to dentist Dr. Dana Colson and, of course, my good genes and my parents. But anyway, 416-482-2133. You can maintain what you have and have your best smile. AllSmiles.ca is the website. And Dana, I look forward to learning more and hearing a happy story next week, because I'm happy and I know that other people who visit you are happy. So
thank you.
Thank you.
My pleasure.